So Paul Webb is the chairman of Brentwood Cricket Club, always a busy man, and we spoke to you a few times on the phone. This is the first time you've been down to the studios, I think, isn't it?
First time I've been to this one, Steve, yeah. The last time was at the Baytree Centre. Yeah.
And of course we spoke as well a few times down at the cricket club as well, and when there have been matches going on, but... it's not a quiet period for you. You never really have a quiet period, do you? And I drove past today, and that car park was full. There's a lot going on at the cricket club, even this time of year.
There is, yeah. I mean, this time of the year, it becomes the hockey club.
Right.
So that's why there's so many cars in there today.
But are you still involved with it? Because the clubhouse and everything else is still being used, isn't it?
Yeah, it's open all year round. Certainly, as I say, for hockey, and there's also a tennis club associated there as well, so they pop in once they finish their games. But from my point of view, the season never really ends. You know, it's cricket all year round, and if during the season we're trying to arrange events and things, and obviously watching the games, and then in the off season, this time of year, we're planning those events, and very much looking forward to some of them at the moment.
And there's always a lot going on. I mean, I know we say it, but really, it probably grows year on year. One thing, I mean, we're talking fishing because we've got the carp show. You're talking fishing in the last hour and saying that every year there are more females getting involved in fishing. Something we've spoken about as well with cricket, isn't it? There are year on year that the female involvement grows, if nothing else.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, I think... Brentwood as a town is growing, that's without doubt, and therefore as the town club we're also growing, and as it happens, yeah, girls and ladies cricket is something that we really, really are pushing this year. We're very, very keen to get a proper ladies side going. We used to have one some years ago, but for whatever reason the girls just drifted away. Nowadays we've probably got a team's worth of girls, but they're too young at the moment to really be a team. They're sort of 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds, but we want to really push it and see if we can get some older girls to join us, and you know, whether we get some of those from local schools, or whether it's wives or girlfriends of players, or just anybody else that's interested in having a go. You know, nobody needs to know how to play the game or have any experience. It's just come along, have a bit of a laugh, see if you enjoy it, and you know, hopefully we can get things moving.
But there could be some potentially great players out there who have never tried. It's not until you try you realise that you've got that skill, you've got that affinity with it.
Yeah, and we had that exact situation a few years ago when we did have a ladies' side. You know, the girls started off thinking it was a bit of a laugh, and they did it just to do something, really, I suppose, and show their wives, their husbands and their boyfriends that they could do it just as well. And some of them actually were very, very talented. And I think, you know, surprise themselves, and I don't wish to sound patronising, but, you know, like you say, you know, demonstrated that they did actually have some hidden ability that they otherwise would have not had the chance to show.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Chris, you've been following cricket for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been an Essex season ticket holder for my sins over the last couple of years. So and I mean, Brentwood's have had in the past quite a few Essex and England players, haven't they?
Yeah, well, we've been very lucky in that we've attracted some very good players over the past few years. Yeah, there used to be a time, we're going back sort of 15, 20 years now, when the county would farm out their fringe players. Mm. So the guys that wouldn't necessarily be playing for Essex every week, they would encourage to go and join local clubs, and that's kind of died off now. But Nick Knight certainly used to play for us, and then went on obviously to much greater things, and now does this kind of thing, sits behind a microphone.
Yeah, and you've got the boy Max Osborne, who was on the fringes of the Essex squad at some time. How's he playing at the moment? Any chance of him getting back in the second 11 cricket?
So. Yeah, I mean, Max was very unfortunate with some injuries, which kind of really pushed him back a little bit and meant that he wasn't firing as well as he possibly could. He is now incredibly fit. He does a huge amount of gym work, and I think he's having one last stab this year at trying to make it with Essex. And, you know, fingers crossed, he'll do very well. We've got another lad at the moment who's also training with Essex, and that's Aaron West, who's one of our captains this year as well. So, you know, hopefully he'll make a go of it as well and see some potential. And we've got some other younger lads as well. I'm not saying that either of those guys are by any means old.
Yeah.
Certainly not compared to me. But you know, yeah, we've got a very, very good squad of players at the moment, and some other guys that have kind of been through that sort of situation, and you know, are now in the twilight of their sort of first team career, certainly.
It is something, and it's all going on at Brentwood, isn't it? I mean, the fact that you're there or thereabouts in terms of pushing for winning the league for the past few years, again, it's disappointing if you don't win the league, but every year you're one of the favourites.
Yeah, and the word disappointing is absolutely right. You know, yeah. There used to be a time, and even we're talking 6 years ago, as recently as that, when winning the league was just a dream, you know, a bit of an ambition, but we didn't really expect to do it. Then we won it 3 years on the trot. So it's genuinely been disappointing that we haven't won it for the last couple of years. And we go into the season expecting to win it. And I know everyone in sport expects to win, or certainly hopes to win every single game. But we genuinely expect to win the league. And, you know, that's only one sort of battle that we're fighting. We want to win all the cups that we enter as well. We enter four or five different cups. So, you know, we really expect to do well these days, and are very disappointed whenever we lose.
Look, we've got lots to talk about. We'll come back very shortly and talk more about the Lashings match as well, and plenty of other things that are going on at the cricket club. Now, we are talking cricket with Paul Webb, who's the chairman of Brentwood Cricket Club. Now, Chris, as well, you're a bit of a cricket fan. You've been an Essex season ticket holder as well, haven't you?
Yes.
So, but again, I mean, to go and see Brentwood play, it won't cost you a penny, will it? Really?
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, you can turn up, you can have a really good time, see some really good sport as well, and all for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Locally, it's, you know, the league that we play in is as close as county cricket as you're going to get.
Mm.
And yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just off the end of the high street there. Walk in, please do. You know, when the weather's good, please, I'd love people to come in and see what we're all about. Not only will it not cost you anything, but the bar is very, very cheap. Far too cheap, really. So, you know, there's nothing better, really, on a hot, sunny day than wandering around with a drink in your hand and watching some really good sport.
But you can pop along while you're walking the dog, can't you?
A bag of shopping or something, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, not costing you a penny. Now, there are some of the matches that you're putting on that are more fundraisers. And one of the big ones that we're talking about, really, is the Lashings match that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Lashings All-Stars, they're called now. They used to be called the Lashings World 11, which probably gave a little bit more of an insight into what they're all about. They're a team that is always made up of ex-international cricketers. So these guys...
Can I just interrupt for a second? Have you got a mobile phone or something on you that might be causing a bit of interference? I'm wondering... Oh, I think it is your phone. It's just getting louder and louder. That's all right. No, that's fine. We're not hearing it now. You were saying this is really important. We've got to talk about the Lashings, man.
Ex-international cricketers. So previous years we've had likes of Devon Malcolm, Courtney Walsh, Gordon Greenidge, Inzamam Al-Haq, so all around the world, these guys. And, you know, they're always a very, very strong side. This is the fourth year that we've played them. We claimed a somewhat cheeky, rain-affected victory on the first year. They showed us who was boss on the second year. And we won fairly comfortably last year. So it's all set up for another very good game. And this year they've just announced the signings of some very, very strong players, likes of Matthew Hoggard, who was playing for England very, very recently.
Yeah.
O.A. Shah, who's still playing for Essex. Dirk Nannis, who is an Australian quick bowler and still playing sort of big bash stuff. And just very recently, on Thursday, they announced that they've signed Graham Swan, who obviously last month was still playing for England and is going to be quite a handful. So we're very, very keen and very hopeful that he'll come and play against us.
You can't guarantee any of these players will turn up, but the quality there, you know, some of them will be there, if nothing
You know, you're right, we can't guarantee who's going to be there, but we do know that Lashings know that they're going to get a proper game of cricket when they come and play us, and that they need to be at their best, they need to be strong. So, you know, we're pretty confident that, you know, hopefully at least one or two of those new signings, the really, really strong players, are going to be there, because no disrespect to the older guys like Courtney Walsh and Devon Malcolm and Gordon Greenidge, but you know, they are a little older, shall we say, than the likes of Graham Swan, and you know, Swanee is going to be a bit of a handful.
Wow. And this is the sort of match any cricket fan wants to watch, Chris.
I mean, yeah, and it's just down the road. I mean, in terms of some of these players, especially Graham Swan, you'd have to mortgage your house to go and see one of those a big test match. And to think, you know, just down the road, there's a game like that going on is just brilliant for the town. And especially considering, I mean, it's not going to be a nobody's team, and it's not going to be a walkover either for the Lashings, based on the 2-1 scoreline so far.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, they know it's a proper game of cricket, and it's you know, they also know that it's a lovely place to come and play. And just, you know, it's a nice place to come and watch as well as play. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's always a good day, and it's free entry on the day, so people can just wander down and come in and just enjoy the game. Or there'll be sort of food and drink concessions around the ground, and maybe things like bouncy castles this year as well, and some attractions for the kids that may be too young to really get involved in the game.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's the corporate side of it as well, and you know, there's the fundraising angle, which this year is twofold. Obviously, first and foremost, we need to cover our costs to get Lashings there in the first place. But we're also raising money this year for a very local charity, which is close to the hearts of some of us at the club, and that's George's Teenage Cancer Appeal, GTCA. I'd urge anyone to go onto the website. It's gtca.co.uk, I think. And, yeah, hopefully we can raise some serious money for those guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the information is on your website as well. The date of the Lashings match?
Friday the 11th of July. I'm very glad you asked me that. There's no point talking about it if we don't tell you the date. Friday
Actually,
the 11th of July, yeah.
The George's Teenage Cancer Appeal, gtca.info, is the website there, yeah. So so that definitely is one place to go and see.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Sorry, so yeah, the dates that we're talking about then for, well, Lashings match first.
Yeah, Friday the 11th of July for Lashings.
At what time does it start?
The game will start at 2:30.
Yeah.
The event itself will start by midday. And that'll be really when all the food and drink concessions open and the bouncy castles are inflated. And certainly when the corporate lunch starts in the marquee. And anyone interested in being part of that, it's a great event. It's hugely entertaining in the marquee. Very good value for everything that goes on the day. And yeah, like you say, there's details on the website, and people can get in touch with us and try and book the table.
And if you don't, if you're going along later, if you finish work later, there'll still be plenty of stuff going on into the evening.
The game starts at 2:30, and it will finish near 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. So, if people can't make it for the whole day, then why not wander down after work, and come along and maybe have a well-earned drink at the boundary's edge.
Now, this is radio. The sparkle in your eye when you're talking about the event doesn't come across, but it's close to your heart, and clearly this is one of the highlight of the season as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and the fact that it is always and has always been a very good day, and also a very good game of cricket. You know, it's three years now, and they've all been good games, so it's not like anything's being manufactured or anything. It's a proper day's cricket, and it's a really good day of fun as well.
Because the enthusiasm and enjoyment comes across, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, I'd urge anyone to not have fun on the day. You know, if you come along, there's no way you can not enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And you're looking forward to it then, Chris?
Yeah, I'm very much looking
forward.
That's definitely penciled in my diary for that
Chris
Friday afternoon.
Sick that day.
Yeah. And we are, I mean, well, there's plenty we'll do. We'll make sure that we do mention it quite a bit coming up. Any other news that you've got on the event, we'll make sure, even if we're talking on the phone, at least we'll be able to talk about that and everything that's going on with Brentwood Cricket Club. I suppose the simplest way is to Google Brentwood Cricket Club, and you'll see all the events that are going on there as well, because you've got your 2020 Cup, you've got plenty of other stuff apart from the Lashings match as well. And, the season's starting in April.
End of April, yeah. So we'll have a couple of friendlies at the end of April, and then the league season starts in May. But some of the cup games start in April as well, and really kind of get going, towards the end of April, weather permitting, of course.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us. Anything at all you want to mention to us, then make sure you do. We'll be talking about it week on week. And, if there's anything else that we missed out that you definitely want to get in, now's your chance. You're nodding.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about Lashings, and it's great. It's a huge event for us. But that's really our first team. You know, we're a big club. We've got We run four or five Saturday sides and a couple of Sunday sides as well. So, you know, we're always looking for people to come along and join us. And whether that's people who are playing now or have been playing recently and want to join the club, or whether that's people that used to play some time ago and maybe just drifted away from the game, or whether it's people who just want to come along and, as I say, make the most of the ridiculously free, cheap, not free, cheap bar. You know, we're always keen to get more social members on board. And, you know, anyone who's interested in joining the club or just seeing what we're about, then, yeah, please do look at the website.
And I've got to say, if you haven't been down the club for a few years, it's very impressive. You should be proud of what you've achieved there with well, the money that you've got. But ultimately, it's something that's really been more than spruced up in the past few years.
Well, we're very lucky. I mean, it's a very nice setting anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we've got money. Far
no,
from
but it was you got a grant or something to refurbish it a few years ago.
Yeah, we got a small grant, but most of it is loans. So you know, we've got a large loan that needs paying off, which is one of the reasons why we do the Lashes thing, you know, to try and raise that money.
But it is an amazing place. I mean, a perfect clubhouse and everything about it. When you almost can't visualise, not that it was terrible before, but you just can't visualise what it was like before because of what's been achieved. You've got more car parking spaces, but you've also got more room around the clubhouse area. How have you managed to achieve this?
Yeah, I don't know how we've managed it. It's all an illusion, but yeah, like you say, it's a beautiful place. You know, we've got the backdrop of
Marymead,
and obviously the pavilion on one side as well, and yeah, you know, we've got a second pitch just through the trees there. So yeah, there's lots to see up at the club, and it's a lovely place to be.
Yeah. And I don't want to give the wrong impression. You haven't got loads of money down there. This
certainly
is the
not,
reason.
If
I
only.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you say, you should be charging more for your drinks.
Maybe that's what we're going wrong.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much for coming in, and we'll talk certainly through the next few months. And maybe one of the first to wish you well with the new season coming up as well this year.
Thanks, Steve. Okay. Very kind. I hope to see you over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Chris as well. He'll be along, definitely. So, we'll see you during the season as well.
Good
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Cheers.